Good morning and happy Sunday. How are you today? So welcome to the Esteem Scene Show. I am Emma Jane and this is Southend City Radio. So today we are diving into something that sits quietly beneath almost everything we do, authenticity. That word gets thrown around a lot and even I use it a lot, but it's kind of be yourself, stay true. But what does that actually mean in real life? When being yourself sometimes actually feels unsafe or inconvenient or even exhausting. We'll talk about what authenticity really is, why it's so hard to hold on to, and how living in alignment with who you are truly can transform not just your confidence but your own peace.
In the dark of the night, not a star in the sky, I can feel your love pull against the tide. Then I see you shining bright like a lighthouse. And the wind's got the water running wild, but I'll swim to you, swim for my life. And I pray I'll make it before the night's out. I won't let you go.
Scott with Lighthouse. So when we talk about authenticity, it's easy to imagine that it means just being yourself. But the truth is, most of us don't actually know who that self really is, because we've spent years adapting, blending in, and meeting expectations. Authenticity isn't about always doing what you think or doing whatever you feel in the moment. No, it's about alignment. So when your thoughts, words and actions match your values and your truth. It's not about perfection. Nothing really is. It's about presence. It's the difference between performing confidence and feeling confident. Between saying yes to please someone and saying yes because you actually mean it. Authenticity starts with awareness. Noticing the tiny moments where you shrink or hide or play a role that doesn't kind of belong to you. Those are your clues. And it grows with compassion, because being authentic isn't about tearing off your masks all at once. It's about learning to breathe underneath them until you no longer need them. The funny thing about authenticity is the moment you start stepping into it, guilt often follows right behind. So you say no instead of yes, and then you feel guilty. You tell the truth instead of what's expected, and you feel guilty. You rest instead of pushing through, and yet again you feel guilty. I love guilt. But that guilt creeps in because authenticity challenges the old rules. The ones we were taught to keep everyone comfortable with, even at the cost of our own peace. Especially for people who have been caregivers or peacekeepers or survivors, or guilt becomes the echo of every time you were told you were too much, too honest, or too different. But here's the shift. Guilt doesn't always mean you're doing something wrong. Sometimes guilt just means you're doing something new. You're redrawing the lines between self-sacrifice and self-respect. The key is to pause when guilt shows up and ask, is this guilt because I've done harm or because I've stopped harming myself to keep others happy? The question alone can change everything. Authenticity isn't selfish, it's sustainable. It's how we build lives we don't have to recover from every weekend.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, and what do you see? Do you see it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? Cause I'm only human after all. And you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. Some people think I can solve them. Lord, heaven's above. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Put the blame on me. Don't ask my opinion, don't ask me to lie, and beg for forgiveness for making you cry. For making you cry. Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. Some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. Some people think I can solve them. Lord, heaven's above. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human. I made mistakes. I'm only human. All it takes to put the pain on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human, I do what I can. I'm just a man, I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
Thank you. world today. You're so good to me, I know, but I can't change. Tried to tell you, but you look at me like maybe I'm an angel underneath, innocent and sweet. Yesterday I cried, must have been relieved to see the softer side. I can understand how you'd be so confused. I don't envy you, I'm a little bit of everything. I'll roll into one. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm your help, I'm your dream, I'm nothing in between. You know you wouldn't want it any other way. So take me as I am. This may mean you'll have to be a stronger man. Rest assured that when I start to make you nervous and I'm going to extremes, tomorrow I will change and today won't mean a thing. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm your help, I'm your dream, I'm nothing in between. You know you wouldn't want it any other way.
One of the hardest parts of authenticity is the regret that comes with realizing all the times that you weren't actually yourself. Maybe you look back and think, why didn't I say something, or why did I shrink? But here's the truth. Those moments weren't failures. They were survival. You did what you needed to do to feel safe and accepted and loved at that time. Regret often shows up when you've grown. It's the echo of your old self meeting with the new, and the one who finally knows better. So instead of letting that regret turn into shame, let it be proof that you've changed. Because every time you look back and think, I wish I'd been more me, what you're really saying is, I'm ready to be me now. I think at this point it's time for a confidence challenge.
The one, the only confidence challenge.
Ta-da. So today's challenge, grab your coffee, take a breath and think back over your week. Find the back of that envelope, find your journal or write it in your phone. And we're going to look over the past week or your life recently, however deep you want to go. And what we're going to do is we're going to look at the moments that you weren't truthfully you. Maybe you laughed when something really didn't feel funny. Maybe you agreed just to keep the peace. Or maybe you hid a part of yourself just because you thought it would make someone else uncomfortable. How did it feel in your body? Was it a tight chest, a heavy stomach, or a tired mind? The feelings are your compass. It's your system whispering, "This isn't me." So today's challenge is simple. Number one, notice one moment when you slipped into not you. Ask yourself what truth you were trying to protect. And how did you honour the real you, if you did? And think about how, in the next week, you will be honouring yourself. And whether you'll be pausing. And what really makes you, you. Tiny truths lead to big freedom. And that's what the confidence challenge is all about. But it's a confidence that starts with honesty. Take your time and have a think. Here's some more music.
Maybe we can find a place to feel good, and we can treat people with kindness. Find a place to feel good.
I got a good feeling. I'm just taking it all.
Baby.
I get wings to fly. Oh, I'm alive.
Let you know that you've got a higher singing every second, dancing every hour. Oh yeah, you've got a higher power, and she really someone I wanna know. Electric. This boy is electric, and you're sparkling like the universe connected. And I'm buzzing night after night after night. This joy is electric. This joy is electric, and you're circuiting through. I'm so happy that I'm alive. Happy I'm alive at the same time as you, 'cause you've got a higher power. Got me singing every second, dancing every hour. Oh yeah, you've got a higher power, and you're really someone I wanna know. Just to let you know now.
Enjoyed that. So that was Harry Styles with Treat People With Kindness. That was Celine Dion, I'm Alive, and Coldplay with Higher Power. So for a minute, let's talk about the discipline within authenticity. So the discipline in this instance isn't about forcing yourself to be someone you're not, or punishing yourself for not measuring up. It's authenticity is really just a tool to help you live in alignment with your own values and intentions. There are moments, though, when a little structure can make life easier. Like setting aside time for self-care, or showing up to something important even when you don't feel like it, or practicing a new skill that really matters to you. The key is to keep it light, flexible, and kind. Discipline should support you, not make you feel small. It's about creating gentle habits to help the authenticity and help your true self shine, rather than trying to fit into somebody else's expectations. So as per usual, every week I try and add some science to my waffle. So science usually shows you that when you express your true thoughts and emotions, the areas of your brain linked to reward and emotional regulation, like the ventral striatum and the prefrontal cortex, they light up. You release dopamine, which gives you the sense of satisfaction, motivation, and oxytocin, which deepens trust and connection with others. So in contrast, when you're being constantly suppressed and you suppress your feelings or play roles to please people, your body goes into mild stress mode. So the amygdala, which handles the threat response, becomes more active, and cortisol, our happy stress hormone, and not really happy, the cortisol levels rise. Over time, we can lead to burnout and anxiety and even physical symptoms like fatigue or tension. So authenticity literally calms your nervous system. It keeps you in what psychologists call the ventral vagal state, which is the part of your vagus nerve network that helps you feel grounded, safe, and socially connected. So when people say being yourself feels lighter, it's not just a metaphor. It's actually neurochemistry. Your brain rewards truth and not performance. And every small act of authenticity, even saying, actually, I don't agree, or this is how I really feel, teaches your body that being real is actually being safe.
Behind, it's hard to find love.
That was Flipside by Norah Jones and Alana Miles with Black Velvet. Great tunes. So, confidence isn't always what we've been taught to think it is. It's not the biggest voice in the room or the person with everything figured out. Real confidence often whispers. It moves quietly through the moments where you finally stop pretending, stop pleasing, and simply start being. It's not about becoming a new version of yourself. It's about remembering who you were before the world told you who to be. We lose pieces of ourselves along the way through people pleasing, through fear, through wanting to belong. But the truth is, the most magnetic thing you can ever be is real. And that kind of confidence doesn't come from control. It comes from trust. Trusting that your truth has value. Trusting that your voice matters, even if it shakes. Trusting that authenticity doesn't make you fragile. It actually makes you free. There's courage in choosing to live without the mask. It's frightening sometimes. To say this is me, not as an act of defiance, but as an act of peace. That's hard. Because once you're real, you stop needing constant approval. You stop chasing what doesn't fit. You start creating space for people who see you, the unedited you, and love you there. And quite frankly, if they don't, they don't fit in your world. They don't fit where you are. And that's maybe what confidence truly is. It's not walking into a room and thinking you're better than anyone else, but walking in and knowing you don't have to compare yourself at all to anyone. So as this week unfolds, try this. Whenever you catch yourself shrinking or shifting to keep someone else comfortable, pause, take a breath, and whisper to yourself, I am safe to be me. Because you actually are. The confidence in being real is the quiet strength that builds a life that fits you, not the one where you fit into it. Excuse me. And when you live from that place, you don't just inspire people. You give them permission to do the very same. I hope you have a fantastic week, and I hope that this has helped to highlight some things that actually might give you a bit of courage to go forward with and just go and actually be you. So please join us next week again at 11 o'clock. I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous week. And do check into other shows that we've got on South End City Radio. And I hope you have a great day. Don't forget to love yourself a little lots.
If only you could see yourself in my eyes, you'd see you shine, you shine. Now these songs won't hold and hide your name.
Someone that enjoys you on weirdness, not someone that tries to talk you into being normal. Someone that enjoys you on weirdness, not someone that tries to talk you into being normal.